Hey folks, welcome to Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Herzing. Everyday Health Hacker is a brainchild of Dr. Lisa Liao. Dr. Liao is board certified in family medicine and the chief medical officer at Meridian Medical Dental and the Meridian Health Institute. Dr. Liao promotes self-care and shows people how to take charge of their own health, which is something we all need. So, I want to introduce Dr. Lisa Liao. It's my pleasure to see you.
Oh, so excited to be here again.
Oh, it's great. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on today, Doc. There's a lot of folks that have been looking to take control of their health for years, and I want you to explain this week about the Learning Lab and how MCM Nutrition can help us, and also explain some of these really AlloCare things, because I've had so many friends that had drank aloe vera juice for years, and they love it. I seem to try to find it. It either tastes terrible, or it's really not aloe vera juice. How do we find the right stuff, and is it really as good as everybody says?
Those are great questions, so I'm going to take the first one. What is the Learning Lab? The Learning Lab is, again, part of our brainchild of Meridian Health Institute, and that's a place where common questions you can go for an answer to make it very simple, very easy to understand, so that you can make a few what I call alternative medicine, which means natural holistic choices to help you, your health, your family. And we have stepping over my own words, is that we teamed up with a couple of nutritional companies so that we want to vet nutritional products that are good for you and your family. These are products that I feel very comfortable giving my children and my grandchildren. And we've got grandchildren ages 1 to 8 years old. So if they can take it, you can take it, and I can guarantee that it's safe. And MCM Nutrition is the brainchild of a wonderful friend of mine, and he had asked me to formulate the MCT powder and some of the exogenous ketones. And what those do is that it helps us to not crave sugars and carbs. Oh. So that's something that everybody needs.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, but also aloe vera juice. I'm from Texas, so everybody has aloe vera juice, and they've had, you know, they use it for burns. They take the plant and cut it open and use it for burns. But I've had friends that have drank it, and it's really done a lot of stuff with a lot of problems. It's either covered them up, or I don't know if it cures you, but it sure makes you feel better.
Yeah.
What's the difference in this stuff here?
Well, AlloCure is a pure aloe extract, and what that means, it's the inside of the plant, so there's no rinds. It's usually the rinds that cause people to have diarrhea, or if somebody's using it as a laxative, that's what they're actually having is the rinds. This is the pure aloe extract, and when you drink this, it has a beautiful flavor because it has great flavor that's all natural, and it has a little bit of stevia, again, all natural, that you can take. And so if you're having something, let's say you're having some salt, or something that's a little bit on the hot chemical side and it burns your stomach a little bit, you can drink this and it will automatically soothe it within 15 seconds.
Like reflux type things, it'll help all that?
People who have reflux, this is the number one product that I use in order to get people off the purple pill. Because we want people to take all natural things, decrease what's, you know, the pocketbook gets very expensive with a lot of these pharmaceutical medications.
Sure.
And this is something that we can do all natural to help reduce the need for any H2 or antacids.
Wow, because now we find out these acids can cause cancer and cause all kinds of problems. And it just gets ugly. But you said, but people don't know where to go. I mean, I can go on Amazon, but I see 14 different things. I can look at reviews, but are the reviews really any good? So the trick is, if I can find somebody like you that I trust and say, this is good stuff, it's not most expensive in the world, it's a good quality, I've seen them make it, I've seen the plant and things like that, like you've talked about, I'm all in.
We're looking for good value, great prices, and people, you guys can link on Everyday Health Hacker, or you can go directly to the website at allocure.com. And for MCM Nutrition, you know, that's M as in Mary, C as in Cat, M as in Mary, nutrition.com. You can go directly to them or link through our website. You know, we're here to give you valuable information in addition to finding really things that are not cost prohibitive. I want these to be affordable for any family.
Oh, awesome. All right, folks. We have got a lot of people that have sent emails to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The other day I said Everyday Health Hackers, but actually the doctor here tells me that we have both websites, Hacker and Hackers. And so if you send an email to either one, it'll be fine, but send it info@everydayhealthhacker, and we will get you the answer to your questions. We may not use it on the podcast, but we will get you an answer either one. All right, we got some questions. Gene, He writes, being a baby boomer has sure been a ride. Yeah, that's for sure. For the last 2 years, he's lived with chronic pain and finds himself struggling to get off opioids. It started with knee pain, and then if it's not one thing, it's another. He says he can't seem to get away from them. He was, and he still tries to be, an active male. However, joint pain has impacted his lifestyle. How can he wean himself off of pain meds and get into better health?
Great question. And Gene, I'll share with you, many of our patients ask this, because a lot of times patients will say, you know, I was given this prescription and now I feel like I need more. And that becomes a physiological need that the body is needing. So we always talk about physiological dependence versus addiction. Addiction is that they're overusing it and they're misusing it. Physiological addiction or physiological dependence is something that your body can't not have it. So we have to slowly titrate it, or we use nutritionals, education, nutrition, in addition to medically assisted therapies, which we use something that's called buprenorphine to help people quickly get off of opioids. So, you know, one of the things, Mike, people are really overwhelmed that they'll come in one day and they will be taking, I'm going to say 20, I've even had patients take 60 hydrocodone in a day. And they're like, doc, I want to stop. And I'm like, you're in the right place. And within a day, we will have converted them to medically assisted treatment, which is called buprenorphine. So ask your doctor about it. What's different about it is that your doctor has to be certified. Mm-hmm. So not every doctor can write that, but there is a list out there that you can find, and that's called the SAMHSA website, S-A-M-S-A. If you or a family member are suffering from wanting to get off of an opioid, that's where you can go to find a doctor that's near you. And we're all here to help you. Now, as a physician and a person who really believes in nutritionals, I also believe that you can take a lot of nutritionals. There's CBD. We use Envoy Botanicals. There'll be a link on our website. And we also use something that's called Veriflex. And Veriflex is made from the company that Allocure is the brainchild of. And that also helps boost the joint health and immune support as well. So lots of options out there. And teaming up with your doctor is a key to doing that, so that we can help you be your best self and help everybody to get off of opioids.
Wow, that's a big deal. All right, now, I didn't really realize there's a difference between addiction and physiological. So basically, one of them is it just feels good and you want to keep doing it. And the other one is your body has to have it.
Correct. So it's a neurochemical change. So what that means is that you're at a stoplight and it says go, and your body continues to go. It will not turn off, even though the stoplight comes back on. Mm-hmm. So that is a physiologic dependence. Your body needs it. So with a doctor working together with them, we can do medically assisted treatment in order to help that turn off. And it takes time. There are people that can do it in 7 days, 21 days, and I've seen people do it overnight. There are also people that may take years to do that based on their habit. We have one patient, she was 20 years, a heroin addict. She would share, she goes, you know, doc, I did a lot of things. I sold it, I cut it. I did a lot of things that my family doesn't want me around anymore. And she has now been 10 years sober. She takes care of her grandchildren. She was able to be the matron of honor at her daughter's wedding recently. It's just changed her life, and that's so beautiful to bring families together and to also bring that other part of the community where now she can hold a job and she can keep working.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. All right, now, Leanne, and I can almost relate to this. She's 45 years old, but she feels like she's 60. Her problem is that she can't seem to get away from the dinner table. Her job makes dieting even harder because she has to entertain clients. And that happens a lot for people, you know, at dinner at least once a week. She finds herself stress eating and it all becomes a vicious cycle. It's hard, Dr. Leal, because you're at dinner with these people and they're all eating queso and dip and things like that and having margaritas. And it's hard to say, no, I can't do that. I'll just drink water. And so she says she needs to lose at least 25 pounds, but how does she even get started?
Great question, Leanne, because that's a very common problem, is that people will crave carbs and sugars. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why we have something called happy hour. Happy hour is that you go out, you have a margarita, you have a drink, because you're trying to get the calories in very quickly. However, that's sugar. And it's hard at the end of a stressful day not to not want sugar or carbs. So one of the things that I always recommend for my family of patients, and I take myself, is MCM Nutrition. It's called MCT powder. That's medium chain triglyceride powder, and exogenous ketones. And those are just supplements that help your body to burn fuel very on a premium level. If you're going up to the gas tank and you've got premium and you got regular, this pulls your body up to premium so that you can be on burn mode, so that you can not crave the carbs, not crave the sugar, have clarity, mental focus, as well as energy, and lose pounds. So who wouldn't want that?
No kidding, because we all have highs and lows. I have a piece of cheese stick or a piece of salami wrapped around cheese or something like that, and that'll give me my boost. Otherwise, I'll have to stop and get a burger, and this keeps me from having to do that. So this is the same type of thing. All right, Craig, and this is pretty sad here. Let's go to Emma first. She is 44 years old and the youngest of four children. Cancer seems to run in her family. Her mother passed away from cancer, her oldest sister passed from it, and both of her brothers have had a little bit of a brush with it. She has been cancer-free so far, and she's very athletic and relatively healthy. Now, you talked last week about boosting your immune system. Would that help improve her odds? And if so, how did she get started?
Great question, Emma, because yes, you can boost your immune system. You know, we all have, I'm going to say, predisposing factors, a family history, whether it's cancer, neurovascular, cardiovascular, hypertension, anything like that. Those can run in a family. So in order to help us, to help ourselves, one part you are already doing, and that's being athletic. To boost your immune system, that's part of taking nutritionals, eating healthy, staying away from carbs and sugar as best that you can. I always recommend for an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan to do less than 30 carbs a day, and that's 30 grams of carbs. And on Everyday Health Hacker, you can actually go over there and we can talk about more about the nutritional plans that we have specifically for boosting your immune system. Another thing that when it comes to cancer, you know, my sister passed away from a very rare cancer. She was at a major institution here in the Houston area, and they gave her 2 weeks to live. Well, we did things very differently, and she lived an additional 10 years. So I do believe that together with a plan, we can really beat the odds. And I just encourage you to keep staying on that journey. And in time, we're going to have cancer tests that I believe will be over the counter, that we'll just be able to basically use a little bit of saliva, and that saliva will tell us what biomarkers that we have. So there's a lot of things coming up in the future to help keep us healthy and keep our families well.
Well, at least the lady is smart enough to realize this runs in my family. My family members have had it. I need to make darn sure that I put myself in the best position to fight it off, right?
Amen, sister.
All right, now, Craig, this is the one I kept wanting to get to. He's a 38-year-old male in good health. With the pandemic, he's been washing his hands a lot, like we all do. Hand sanitizer, oh my gosh. Heard in the past that it isn't always good to wash your hands all the time or use hand sanitizer all the time. Is it still true? Is there a time when I really need to be especially careful? And she wants to say thanks for the help.
A great question, Craig, because, you know, when people have psoriasis, we actually recommend for them to not wash their hands very often and to not use harsh soap. So using a very gentle, soft soap is very important. And, you know, during this pandemic, you know, yes, we are washing our hands, but there's things that you can do to moisturize your hands. You know, we were talking about AlloCure recently as using it for our GI gut health. Well, one of the things that we do at home is that we actually soak our hands in the aloe because it helps to moisturize. And AlloCure actually came out with dermal products for that reason. So I just encourage everybody, you've got to balance your good oils by using nutritionals, using lotions, in addition to, you know, watch out for some of those hand sanitizers. There's a lot of things on the internet that will show that there are hand sanitizers that have been recalled. So be aware of them. And yes, it's important for us to be wiping things down, washing our hands, that there's also a time where if you are starting to have flaking, peeling skin, which I've had a lot of patients that have come in with that. And what we do is just go back to using aloe. You can use good old Vaseline, just good ointments, some cotton socks or cotton gloves, wear them till you get too hot and then just take them off. But we need to moisturize our hands so that we can keep our skin healthy. Remember, the largest organ in your body is your skin, so we've got to take good care of it.
Awesome. All right. Now, because I've heard that a lot. I've even heard in the past, before pandemic, that people that use hand sanitizers all the time, it might actually affect your immune system or something, because it's doing so much to you. But either way, folks, if you have a question, be sure to send it to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Go check out the website, everydayhealthhacker.com. Check out the learning lab. We've got all kinds of stuff. But right now, we're out of time. It's been great, though. I want to thank Dr. Liao for taking the time to help us on the path to better health. And it's been great. I think we got more stuff to do next week. It's going to got a bunch more questions for next week. Once again, folks, if you've got a comment or a question, check out info. And the good doctor will be happy to answer all your questions, even if we don't use them on the podcast. So, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Medical Institute, our producer Jack McCraw, and myself, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast. And we really hope you're going to subscribe. They're going to be all over the place. You can find us all over. So look for the social media and our website, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.